What's going on? It's Tyler from Project Phoenix, and today we are going to be doing a pasta dish. Here are the ingredients. Two onions, which I cut and diced. One pound of meat, sweet peas, golden white corn, salt and pepper, classic Alfredo, and shell pasta. We're gonna let that get ripping hot while we're doing that. We are gonna thaw our meat. Auto defrost for 2 pounds. Shouldn't take that long. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Okay. That's what you want to do. So, I will be getting my own apartment, going out, 2 months or so. So, okay. And the amount of onions I cut is approximately 2 whole yellow onions. What was I in here for? Yes, garlic. I'm gonna do 2 tablespoons of garlic. After the onions are caramelized, of course, because garlic cooks quicker. So it's gonna be a little while. Water. We're not gonna boil it just yet. We're gonna fill it up with water. But we are not gonna start boiling it yet. We are gonna wait till the meat mixture is all done. We're gonna set it to the side and put that on the big burner. In the onion, meat, and garlic mixture place.
of that fridge.
Back. Oh, yeah. Okay. What we're gonna do is we are gonna salt and pepper the onions as well as you want like a nice golden brown on the onions. At this time, I would think it would be safe to say you can add the corn and peas, or at least the corn, but I'm not going to. You can add it at this time. While your onions are cooking. And when I get my new place, I will be creating a Facebook just for my podcast. So that way I can do Facebook Lives and you guys can watch too. So future, it will be Project Phoenix, and I will make a Twitter and an Instagram for Project Phoenix as well. So, and a YouTube. I'm not going to forget a YouTube. Do a YouTube too. Anyway. Check on our So now that the onions are ready, we're going to be adding maybe 2 tablespoons of garlic to the onions. Some garlic too. Garlic oil. That's our garlic flavor. Now we're gonna now when the meat is done, we will add the meat. Okay.
to.
That was my sister's little puppy. He's so cute. You'll be able to see videos and it's all right there on Facebook page as well. Actually, no, that would be in the new house where I will not have any animals. Starting off, I will be to get a animal. No, go. I don't know if you can even hear me.
Is that better?
Yeah, there we go. A lot of pepper. Okay, I think you can. So we will move that over to the cold burner and replace a burner, replace on the burner the boil water for our.
Okay, so we're gonna, I don't know if you guys heard me, so I will repeat myself. I took the meat off, and I put the pasta water, which has dog hair in it, it doesn't know, onto that one. Now I'm gonna add a few shakes of salt. To be on, 10 shakes of salt. And that should be good. I'll be back when the water starts to boil.
Okay. So the water is almost boiled. Almost boiling. So I'm going to add about half a box of shells to the boiling water. And then I will quickest way to make water boil is with salt. So like I said, I added 10 shakes of salt. Not that the amount has anything to do with it, just the salt will make it cook quicker. Now put like 4 shakes of coriander in there. But if you don't have that, you could just use salt and pepper, that's fine. Gotta go to a rolling boil. So, not quite there yet.
So if you haven't already, please follow. Please follow me. For more wonderful content. The statistics say I am almost at 1,000 views. So I want to get to 1,000 views. So I encourage you guys to at the least view my place. I need 100 more. So now I mean, half a box of large shells. This is Walmart brand. And I just added the entire box. Because if there's leftovers, that's good. I could have it for lunch tomorrow. It's always good to make more than enough. Because that way you don't have to constantly keep making, like, food every single day. You could just make a lot of food the day before, store it in your freezer, and it'll be good for a while. So, as long as you have it in the freezer. There's a show that I really recommend. It's called Agent Carter. It's about Peggy Carter. And who's an SSR agent. She was in the army with Captain America. Peggy Carter is Captain America's love interest. If y'all didn't know that already. So, yeah, it's basically about Peggy Carter, Captain America's love interest. She goes on the adventure. A mission to prove Howard Stark, which is Tony Stark's father, innocent of supplying Russians with munitions. So that is what I'm watching. I will be reviewing the episodes that I've seen. Maybe tomorrow. Possibly gonna have to rewatch him over again. But, such is life, I guess. But I don't know. Anyway. We're gonna try it now. Okay. Still a little heart in the middle. Oh yeah. Strainer. So, when the noodles is done cooking,
gonna put a little. Little Mrs. Dash. Where do we even have? They are perfectly soft. But I am going to cook a little longer, and then we will turn it off, go over to the sink and shake it up. Put it back in the pot it came from. Back over to the stove. Sorry if that's a little loud, guys. Like to make my own Alfredo. But I don't have the means to. So we're gonna mix this together. This is going to be the longest bit because this is the last bit. And we're going to get our corn. Thank you.
how you make it. You can add the peas if you want. But that's it.